And today's our guest is Franco Perez from Franco Mobile Homes. Welcome, Franco.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Sure. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
Awesome. A little bit about Franco. Have grown up in a family with an unstable housing situation. Franco is on a mission to create affordable housing in Silicon Valley. He discovered that the Bay Area's mobile home parks offer an abundance of underused land with a great growth potential. After years of dedication to his vision, Franco has established a devoted team of like-minded individuals who believe that their positive impact equals success. So, with that, Franco, you want to add anything to your background?
Thanks for introducing me. I appreciate that.
Awesome. How did it get into, mobile home park space?
I guess it kind of starts from where I came from and the difficulty in housing situations I had to go through as a kid. I actually came from the Philippines at around 11 years old and then was in an unfortunate housing situation where my parents split when I was about 17 or 18 years old and immediately had to start working. And I grew up with a single mom and a younger sister at the time. And I remember at the end of every month how difficult it was to have to come up with all the cash I had. I even had to sell things that I had just to pay at the end of every month that rent. And knowing how difficult that was and having to get past that, I remember hating the world and wondering, why is the world like this? Why do I feel like we are good people? Why do people like us have to struggle and continue to pay rent while the rich and the wealthy get to benefit from home ownership and all the perks of that. And I dedicated my life to trying to fix that problem and accidentally came across mobile homes from what I thought mobile homes were. I thought they were like trailer trash, bad investments, that sort of thing, and came to find out that they were actually beautiful places for people to start their wealth building journey. And we decided to build a business around helping people get out of that rental rat race into mobile homes and then from mobile homes into home ownership. And now we're converting old mobile homes into beautiful, luxurious 2,000 square foot homes. And yeah, that's where we're at today.
Awesome. So what's your current portfolio looks like? Number of units or, number of parks?
The core of our business isn't really park ownership or that sort of thing. Our business is more on the transactional side. So we help people transition from renting into mobile home ownership, and then from there into residential ownership. So we have kind of like a brokerage that helps people do the transaction side. And then we also help people that live in mobile homes inside mobile home parks. We help them upgrade their old mobile home to a new one. So they might live in a 1970s home that's 800 square feet, and we convert that 800 square foot home into something like 1600 square foot with 3 bedrooms, 2 bath to raise the value of their asset as a mobile home so that they have more equity and have more financial stability from there.
Yeah, great. And share me your first mobile home park experience, like transaction wise or renovation wise or, upgrading, whatever, no?
The first few transactions was first realizing how beautiful mobile home living actually was. Like I mentioned, most people's stigmas around mobile homes, they think it's very low quality housing, very low quality people, very low quality community. Where the truth of it is that there's a full spectrum of mobile homes. Yes, there are bad trailer parks, but there's also beautiful mobile home parks as well. So coming to find out, I helped my first family tried to actually, it was a selling situation. They wanted to sell their old mobile home and then sell that to purchase single family. So we helped. It's fascinating because there's so many people out there that want to help service the rich and wealthy, but there aren't a lot of people that want to help service low-income families. So we ended up taking on the project and helping them sell. And then from there, they were so grateful and so thankful and that they were able to get multiple offers on their mobile home and transition into residential ownership. And from there, it was amazing.
Yeah, great. Awesome. So what was your feeling when you help others, from transitioning from affordable to, residential side,
The feeling, man. Yeah. I mean, even today, I still tear up when I see a family with tears of joy owning their first big asset to them that they felt like they could have never owned a home. It really is. I really encourage people to help get people into home ownership through mobile homes as well, because, you know, these are families that aren't helped as often. They come to us because they ran out of options. They usually talk to realtors or real estate agents and are told that they can't afford anything, especially in our area. And then when we help them finally transact and get their first piece of ownership, they're super grateful. And to me, that's the best compensation, is the fulfillment of knowing that I helped the family feel more financially secure, especially since I've been through that myself. And I've also felt lost, and I've also felt like nobody wanted to help me. Knowing that I've helped the family get more financially secure, that's the best feeling ever. And ever since I've done that, we've wanted to multiply, and we help our agents do that and multiply that. And it's the best feeling ever, knowing that we're helping families get out of that rental rat race.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And what kind of opportunities or challenges you're seeing in like mobile home park space right now?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge really is these false stigmas around mobile home parks and mobile homes. I think the media, the news, the movies, the TV shows like Breaking Bad, they make mobile home parks look very bad in a way, where I urge people to really take a look at what mobile home living actually is really like. Just like apartments, there are bad apartments that you don't want your kids going around, but there's luxury style apartments, right? Kind of like the background of your video as well. It's like that could be an apartment building that's like a resort-like. It's the same with mobile home parks. You have bad parks, but you have beautiful parks, but they all shouldn't be written off as something that's of bad quality. So one of our big obstacles is that these bad stigmas are causing entities to want to close down communities, to want to misunderstand what these are, where the reality of it is the people living in these communities really need this as a stepping stone out of the rental rat race. And, you know, our big agenda is to protect these communities, to help people understand how it's helping society, and to allow for this to be a better stepping stone to get people out of that rental rat race cycle.
Yeah, great. So any challenging experiences?
I think it's that. It's working with government entities to help protect and preserve these. It's also working with governments to help build the level of quality in these homes. It's amazing the level of quality of how we're building these homes now. You know, at the end of the line or the assembly line that we build these homes, we're building better than new home construction is today. A lot of high standards, 2x4 exterior walls, fiber cement exterior, and that sort of thing. So we're really trying to beautify that stigma. So the stigma is what is the big challenge that we're facing.
So yeah, great. So what kind of support or involvement you will get from, you know, government?
I guess there's a lot of multiple things. I mean, anything that really allows and eases access for families to get more attainable home ownership, that's what we fight for. So the quality of the homes and how they're being built, raising those standards is important. The other is backing on financing, creating more financing options for mobile homes in communities. That's a big one. And the third is protecting these communities and enabling opening of new mobile home parks into cities and into states as well, because we need to create more housing. And that's probably the most important thing that we need to focus on in the next few years.
Got it. Yeah, thank you. What is your process of, you know, identifying and beautifying any mobile home parks? How exactly you're adding more value to the mobile home park space?
So a lot of mobile homes in communities right now are typically built in the 1970s. So back then, the quality was not as high as it is today. So we're converting a lot of these homes that were built in the 70s and turning it into a modern day 2023 construction home. So within these communities, we're converting a lot of these old single wides and turning them into beautiful, luxurious double wides that are 12-foot high ceilings. We really push the status quo of what these mobile homes can look like. We have quartz countertops, stainless steel appliances, huge open areas for people to live in. And, you know, at the end, it's allowing for a family to be able to own an asset in an expensive area like the Silicon Valley or any other metro area. So we're converting as much as we can a lot of these old inventory homes into large, luxurious, attainable housing for families that need it. So that's a big part of what we're doing. And then we're also, you know, our YouTube channel, if you're talking about how do we fight those stigmas, our YouTube channel has really been a big success for us, how we help beautify and help people understand what these communities actually look like. And we also showcase families like a teacher that was able to stay in an expensive area thanks to a mobile home and what their life looks like living in a mobile home. And we have to share those stories because these are real life stories of people that need this as a housing solution.
Got it. Yeah. A lot of hard work, a lot of, you know, quality work, right? So, and what's your criteria for selecting, you know, markets or mobile home parks? And how exactly, what is that duration of renovating these parks?
Yeah, so it's actually fascinating because I did regular residential builds and that sort of thing before. And, you know, let's say you wanted to build a home on land. Normally, it would take me about 18 months to complete. A lot of permitting, a lot of foundation work and that sort of thing. And what's beautiful about mobile homes is that this really is kind of like the modern day evolution of construction. If we think about it, I want to use this analogy real quick, but if we think about it, cars were originally only built for the rich and wealthy. And it was only until we were able to build cars on an assembly line in a streamlined fashion that we made cars accessible for everybody and affordable for everybody and still a high quality for everybody. And that is exactly what we're doing with mobile homes. We are building these homes on an assembly line in a factory at the most streamlined fashion as possible so that we can, at the end of the assembly line, have a very high quality home that is super affordable and with a high level of quality and great for the environment as well. And we're pumping out homes so much faster than what a regular construction home would be. Let's say regular construction's 18 months. We just broke our record and completed from an old mobile home to a new one in less than 3 months total. And we were able to do that because we can work on multiple things at the same time. We're building the foundation while in the factory, we're building the housing elements of it. And once the foundation's completed, we can transport the home on top of the land and we're stacking all the different levels of processes all into a shorter period of time. And at the end of the end product, having a completed quality 1800 square foot home that is completed in 3 months. And that's one of the big ways we have to improve how we're building housing is just like how we're building mobile homes today.
Awesome stuff. How much it will cost to, you know, turning old one into new one?
So pricing really varies based on where you're at, just like real estate, right? So I'm in the Silicon Valley where housing is very expensive. Rent is about $3,500 a month for a two-bedroom apartment. Average single-family home is about $1.5 million. And a mobile home in this area costs about $350,000. But it allows for someone to get out of that rental rat race into a mobile home ownership. They can build their asset from there and then go into single family homes later. Now, if we're talking about East Coast, North Carolina, it could be a different price point, right? It could be single family homes are about $400,000. Rent could be about $1,400 a month and mobile homes could be about $110,000. But the key is it's the stepping stone or a bridge that allows people to have another option for housing. So it can vary based on that, on the area.
Got it. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. So how current market, like high interest rates or, you know, inflation is impacting mobile home park space?
So the current market really is, how do I say this? Interest rates and that sort of thing does kind of affect housing. And what's the sad truth about housing right now is that the more difficult it is for people to get housing, the better our space is. And I never want for it to be difficult for housing to be possible for anyone, but it's really allowed for people to open their eyes and realize how valuable mobile homes are and how valuable of an option mobile homes are. So it has kind of helped us with the current climate. But the key problem that I want to discuss as the future is we are going to be hitting a huge, huge affordable housing crisis. We're in the middle of it right now, and not enough people are talking about it. You know, there's not enough housing supply for the people that want to purchase housing. And also, the way we're building housing is getting more and more difficult. Material costs are getting more expensive. Skilled labor, most of the people building housing are 45 years and older, and they're going to retire. And the time and duration that it takes to build housing gets more and more difficult and more costly. And if we don't innovate and if we don't change the way we're building housing now, we're going to be hitting this problem is just accumulating and snowballing. And that's where mobile homes, it's another player in the game, another option, another solution that allows for people to get into home ownership and asset building. Because when I was growing up, I wasn't taught in school, how do we build up our net worth? How do we leverage loans to be able to buy assets that we own, right? These are things that the poor are not taught, and I wish was taught better in school, but we need to keep available. We need to, how do I say this? Financial freedom is really the new freedom we have to protect, and we have to keep housing accessible for middle-class families to be able to start their journey of wealth building. And, you know, that's kind of the climate of housing today. And I really encourage people out there to help protect housing for middle-class families, because I've been there. I've been through that. And I felt like there were no options, and we have to protect those options.
Yeah, good work there. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that. So would you share any of your best experience?
Every moment that we share, it kind of touches on what I talked about earlier. You know, when we see these families with so much tears of joy and so much happiness, I think that's the best experience that there could ever be, you know. And it's weird that it was the hardest time of my life going through that. And that's what's really drove me to want to help families in those same situation that were in my shoes back then. And knowing that we have a great team that's successfully helping multiple families at the same time, that's the best experience I could ask for. And, you know, that's really our goal, is whether it's through us or anyone else, we want to beautify how housing is. We want to make it better and make it more accessible for everyone. And that's the best experience I've ever had.
Yeah, thank you. So would you also share any challenging experience?
When we first started our first project, converting an old mobile home to a new one, nobody believed in me. We didn't have funds. I pitched to over 100 investors that this idea was going to make sense. And everyone laughed me out, saying, I'm never going to invest in a mobile home. Are you crazy? And I finally convinced one investor, and I had to tell him, like, hey, you will make all the upside. I don't want to make a single dollar off of this. Just please help me complete this project. I'll do anything, basically. And so the first two projects, I was literally negative. But once people saw and believed, I mean, once people could see the quality of home that we could build, then they could start to believe that this makes sense. And once people actually saw that this home actually had 12, 13 offers in the Silicon Valley, then they're like, shoot, man, I should have listened to Franco. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, people actually realize that this is a real problem and this is a real solution to that problem. That first project was a very difficult experience. I mean, we had so many different problems when it came to permitting, when it came to how we built this, when it came to how do we evaluate this and finance this. It was a tough time, but now that we've done it, you know, it became easier the second time, it became easier the third time, and we had to keep doing it to get as streamlined as we're doing it today.
What's your plan for next 2 to 5 years?
I'd say the plan for the next 2 to 5 years is really just showing the world what's possible with mobile homes, really showing the world how important it is. I think our big agenda now is really beautifying what it is. You know, how do people perceive mobile homes? So we work with government entities. We work consulting for park owners now too, and helping people understand the value of mobile homes and how it can help create affordable housing, not just reduced rents housing, but affordable ownership opportunities for families. So that's really our focus in the next few years. How do we ease the stepping stone and create more stepping stones for families out there? So I guess our goal in the next 3 to 5 years is really making mobile homes a beautiful thing that people can see as an option.
Awesome. Good luck with that. And so let's come to personal side. Any books that impacted your life?
Several. What's fascinating is I never really went through a formal college, but every time I had a problem to deal with, I had to rely on books. I think one of the big early on books that was important to me was a book called Lean Startup. And that allowed for me to kind of think lean, to understand value, understand how do you create prototypes and build around that. So Lean Startup is probably a big, big book that's impacted my life.
And how can listeners can connect with you, Franco?
Yeah, so all of our links are actually on www.franco.tv. You can see our YouTube channel. You can see how these homes are built. You can see kind of the tours of the community, success stories of these people. And if you haven't, I know we're on a podcast, but if you haven't seen for yourself what a mobile home looks like, definitely check out our channel and see for yourself, because it's a beautiful thing what our team is doing.
Awesome. And thank you very much, Franco. Thank you for sharing your background and also, you know, your expertise in converting old manufacturing homes to, you know, new manufacturing homes, and also sharing your best and challenging experiences. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.